Jennifer, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks, Philip. How are you?
When the nurse told you you were having a massive heart attack and you're just sitting there in the hospital, did you believe her?
Honestly, no. I genuinely didn't.
What had happened?
From the night before, I had a little bit of discomfort in my chest. Felt a little bit queasy, thought I might be getting the start of a tummy bug, but didn't sleep well during the night and still kind of felt the same the next morning, but was able to continue, you know, with my regular routine and just went to see my GP just in case that I'd pulled a muscle or, you know.
Sensible precaution. You've a young voice, Jennifer. Do you mind if I ask you what age you are?
No, I'm 39.
You're 30. Well, you wouldn't be thinking heart attack, would you?
Not at all. No.
Have you a family history of it? Have you high cholesterol?
No, absolutely nothing. I'm 5'11". I'm average weight. I'm about 10 stone, 10 and a half stone. So for my height, you know, it's perfect. No, there's no. We don't have a family history. So I was. Absolutely.
And do you get your cholesterol checked?
I probably did just when I had, you know, routine blood tests and whatever done.
But there was no alarm bells rung, no?
No, never a problem with my cholesterol. Never anything that my, you know, when I've had the same GP, there's never been anything that was, you know, flagged up to me to say, you know, you've got to watch. No, absolutely.
Okay, well, anyway, we're getting off the point here. It is interesting, though, but the point is that your GP took the precaution of saying, no, you need to go to hospital now.
Yes. She said, look, I'm a little bit concerned and that, you know, will you go across? It's literally across the road from the hospital. So I made my way over and I had a letter with me, and because of the letter that it said, you know, chest, they brought me through, and genuinely, I would say within 10 minutes, there was a doctor standing at the end of the bed, and he said, as we speak, you are having a massive heart attack, and we need to get you into the cath lab ASAP.
And you had just walked across the road, experiencing nothing more serious than a slight pain in your chest, which you're describing as indigestion to yourself.
Yes, or a tummy bug.
And they tell you you're having a massive heart attack.
Massive heart attack as we speak.
Okay.
I couldn't comprehend it. I was still in my clothes. I had a cup of coffee with me because, you know, I thought I would be sitting in casualty for a couple of hours and they tell me I had pulled a muscle or, you know, gastroenteritis or something.
And the good piece of fortune here is that you chose to have your massive heart attack, or your heart chose to, between the hours of 9 and 5.
Absolutely. It was a Friday afternoon. There was obviously routine people as well, you know, booked in for angiograms. And They just wheeled me straight down, and unfortunately, you know, whoever was there in front of me or routinely booked in
got bumped.
And this is in
University Hospital in Waterford. Sorry, we should
say. In Waterford, yes.
Where the coronary care unit now works, basic normal Monday to Friday office hours, so to speak.
Monday to Friday office hours. If I had been, you know, later in the afternoon, that. You know, if I had gotten an afternoon appointment with my GP and had gone very late in the afternoon, I would have been transferred to Cork.
Would you be alive?
That's it. Probably not. When I had my angiogram done, they told my husband that the main artery in my heart, which is, you know, one of the biggest arteries in the heart, it runs down the front of the heart, was 100% blocked. It wasn't 80 or, you know, 90%. It was 100% blocked.
Good Lord.
You know, I barely, you know, they actually said to Greg, to my husband, that I fell from a cliff and they, with no parachute, and they managed to catch me an inch or so before I hit the bottom.
Wow.
So I think the answer to that question would be no. No.
If you had had your first symptoms at 4 o'clock in the evening, gone to the GP, got out of there, 45 minutes later, mooched over, the doors would have been shut and you would have had to get into an ambulance and go to Cork. So, and presumably you take a pretty dim view of the working hours in University Hospital Waterford.
Absolutely. Now, in saying that, the staff that are within the unit and the cardiologists that are there are absolutely second to none. They have all the latest facilities, equipment, nursing staff and everything. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, they saved my life. There's no question of that. But I was just one of the lucky ones because I was within working hours.
You saved your life here as well, though, Jennifer. I mean, because, well, if you were a man, you probably would have said, "Asher, it'll go away. I'll take a couple of Rennie and maybe some paracetamol," which is what we tend to do. But, you know, you took action on it.
I did with, you know, I kind of said with the weekend and I hadn't been well the night before and I wouldn't be a great one for running to the GP all the time, but I kind of had an inkling that there was something not 100%, but as in when they told me I was having a heart attack, that just never crossed my mind, you know, so it was a massive, massive shock. But again, you know, I was extremely lucky, extremely lucky.
How are you doing now?
Good, I have to say, very good. I took part in the rehabilitation program, which is also run in conjunction with the hospital. And, you know, that was fantastic for confidence. And they also start you back on a fitness regime. So in that respect, good.
Whatever about the physical stuff, and presumably you can get the best of care there, there must be an awful emotional trauma to this and an aftermath to it.
Massive. Absolutely massive.
You're a 39-year-old woman. You should be in the peak of physical fitness. Well, not quite the peak, but you know what I mean.
Like, I'd be, you know, fit enough and do a bit of walking and we have dogs and, you know...
You're not 19 anymore, but you're in good shape.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
And you're thinking to yourself, good Lord, here I am now, haven't even reached middle age yet.
Yes, and, I know.
And my heart has given out on me.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just to get your head, around it, you know, when everything, you feel so secure, I suppose, within hospital, that they're explaining everything to you, you know, every need is met within the coronary care unit. When it comes to my family and everything, they can speak to them and, you know, they gave them advice and the whole lot. But it's very different when you come home because then you kind of feel that security is gone. And that has been very difficult for me, you know, to get my head around. And, you know, I would still be nervous, you know, at times, like if I go and do something, I'm kind of saying, you know, oh God, did I push myself too far? Because I still would get tired at times. You know, I went swimming in the sea the other day and, you know, my friend came with me because I was nervous. I was just a little bit like, oh my God, should I be doing it?
Yeah.
It's still so early, you know, that it's only the 14 weeks.
And do you feel that here I am sort of, again, I should be a young woman, but I'm taking old woman kind of precautions and getting friends to come and do things with me?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm 39, but I have the insides of a much, much older person, you know, and I'll be 40 in December, the 23rd of December, and you know, I was
what a lousy date for a birthday, Jennifer. I feel sorry for you as one that count as well. But you know something? I really hope that this is the unfortunate prelude to a very, very long and continued healthy life. And you know what?
Thank you.
You've done one thing. I'm going to the doctor now this week. I haven't been in 3 or 4 years to have the cholesterol levels checked and get the checkup. But hopefully others out there listening as well will do the same thing.
Absolutely. You know, if that, you know, it's to be honest with you, it's actually my father who has, you know, these things are only highlighted. You know, I pass the hospital every single day. It could be two or three times a day I pass it. And it never, ever did I think that I would end up in there and that, you know, I such a life-changing event would happen. And it has been that, you know, my father, because there's so many other people out there that, you know, who may not have survived. They were, you know, weren't within the time. And it's just he's trying to highlight that issue. You know, we need 24/7 cardiac care in Waterford. You know, we don't have it. And that's the sad fact of reality. How many other people, you know, I'm the lucky one, basically, at the end of the day, you know.
You're here to lead the charge on getting that service anyway, Jennifer.
Absolutely. All right. Absolutely.
Good woman yourself, and thank you very much for calling in to us. Take care of yourself. Michael, hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello, Philip Hortings.
You were listening to 39-year-old Jennifer's tale of having a massive heart attack, which she thought was just a little bit of indigestion.
Same as my story, really, I'd say. I was after playing a GAA match on the evening about 8 o'clock and came home after playing a full match. Thought the same, a bit tired, very thirsty and a little bit of indigestion, only that my partner, Siobhan, rang my own dad at the time and he came over. He had heart problems as well when he was younger. He had since got in and he had GTN spray with him at the time. So he gave me some of that under my tongue and that seemed to relieve the pain. So we knew then, so I went straight into the hospital.
And what age were you?
30.
And were you togging out regularly or would this have been unusual?
Yeah, I would play football every year with the local club, junior level. Regular, a few times a week playing football.
So heart attack at 30 years of age, when you're regularly hitting the pitch and training, it's probably the last thing that you were thinking was wrong with you.
Oh, completely. There's no way I thought it was anything to do with my heart. Like, what I wanted to do that night was go to bed and go to sleep, try and sleep it off. Only that my partner or my father wouldn't leave me. But as soon as I went to hospital, as soon as they did bloods, they put me on a bed and they stabilised me, I presume, for the night. I never asked until a doctor came in the following morning at 6. And I was wheeled straight into theatre from there. And I spent, I think, 2 weeks in coronary care after it.
How has it changed things since, though? Because Jennifer was speaking about, frankly, the emotional shock of having to start treating yourself like a much, much older person at 30.
Yeah, unbelievable for the first year or two, but now it's back. I'm back to normal. Everything is working the same as what it was, working away. And
are you playing football?
No. I went back all right for 1 year, but just not the body's not able. It's the body's not able, like. But I'm still involved in a selective issue with the local club and there's other ways of getting around all these things.
And would you get out for a run or a walk?
I'm not very good. I'm working full-time in a part-time farmer. So that's the way my exercise is running after cattle. No, I'm not very good to exercise. I wouldn't be great. I used to love the team sport. It was good to get out and it was a reason to get out. But I'm not very good on my own.
All right, so, Michael.
No problem.
Listen, thank you very much for the call. Take care of yourself now.
Thank you.
1850 715 815.